Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. It's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning this week. This week we've been learning about how Jesus is like a priest. And as I've said a few times, that's a challenging word to explore in our culture, because when you heard priest, you probably immediately thought of a Roman Catholic priest, or maybe an Anglican or Orthodox priest. Usually where you hear that language, you think of a Christian minister in a certain denomination. But for Jesus and the people who were writing the Bible, priests for them meant a Jewish priest as part of a system of sacrifices laid out in the Old Testament part of the Bible. They looked very different from priests that you know of today, and they did very different things from Christian ministers.
They were butchers.
Yeah. The priests were part of the system of sacrifices where they were at the temple and people could bring to them the very best they had to offer from their crops or from their livestock in order to try to make right some sin that they had committed against God or against a neighbor. Their daily routine didn't look anything like a pastor today. Their daily routine involved people bringing them the very best of their livestock or the very best of their crops that they hoped to sacrifice to God to try to make right some sin that they had committed, either against God or against a neighbor in this life. Now, there was one or sometimes two very special priests called the high priests. And these were the ones who were able to stand in for the entire nation of Israel once a year and take any sins that hadn't been sacrificed for yet. The entire body of sins for the entire nation of Israel, lay it on one goat and send it out into the wilderness. It was called the scapegoat. Once a year, that great high priest would be able to enter God's presence in the temple, which was marked out as a room called the Holy of Holies, the most holy place. This was where only once a year, only one person could enter God's actual presence. And it was separated from the rest of the temple by a great big curtain, so thick and heavy that it certainly provided a tangible sign to people of how separated they were from God. They couldn't see him, hear him, have nothing to do with him. It was so thick and impenetrable, and only one person was allowed to go through it once a year. This was a visible sign of their separation from God and how their ability to have anything to do with God was so rare and so mediated by this one individual, this high priest mediator. In God's presence, it was almost like he was able to step in and represent the whole nation of Israel and ask God for one more year of grace. Can you let us live and go on one more year to see if we can get this right, if we can live without sin, without breaking your law? And they would buy time for one more year. Now, Jesus was described in the book of Hebrews as being like a great high priest, even better than the high priest, because he could do that. He could stand in God's presence. He was able to plead in God's presence for not just the nation of Israel, but for all of humanity. And he was able to buy us not just another year, but he was able to buy us eternal life. He sacrificed not just another animal, but he sacrificed the one perfect, sinless, holy human being that ever lived, himself. He allowed himself to be arrested, abused, go through a mock trial, and be murdered as a common criminal, not as the one perfect human being who never broke a law. When he did that, when he died on the cross for all of our sins, an incredible thing happened. That curtain, otherwise known as the veil, tore in half. And suddenly, that thing that was separating us all from God was no longer separating us. It clearly represented sin. Our sin and its eventual consequence, death, had been keeping us away from God all these years. And through Jesus, that veil of sin was torn in two. Sin and death were no longer going to keep us away from God. Jesus, as the great high priest, went into the Holy of Holies, made that one perfect sacrifice for all the sins of the entire world, and then tore open that curtain so we could all enter God's presence through him, so we could all have the Holy Spirit in our lives, in our hearts, so we could know God personally the way we were made to know God from the very beginning of time, but that sin had been preventing ever since. He destroyed sin's power over us and made sure it would never be able to do that again by tearing it apart. All right, so here's your challenge for today. What is the curtain in your life separating you from God? Is it anger, pride, love of money, something else? Write on a sheet of paper the sin or sins in your life that you most see separating you from God, and then rip that sheet in half. This is what Jesus did on the cross, making a way for you through that curtain to know God personally again and stand confidently in His presence. Keep that ripped page somewhere as a reminder of what Jesus has done for you. Well, I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect about this topic, and hopefully at the next family room service as well. Bye for now.